on a number of students who suffered non-life-threatening injuries. In the interim of assessing the situation, we learned that a pedestrian who apparently was walking across the street was injured after being struck by the minivan. That person, as well as the driver of the minivan, suffered the most serious of the injuries. They were transported to Johns Hopkins Hospital. 11 other students were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and were transported to a number of area hospitals.
You told me that you said that the injuries are non-life-threatening. Can you tell me what kind of injuries the kids have?
Simply, most of the students complained of, you know, neck pain or back pain, but they were ambulating on the scene, which, you know, gave us some indication that these were not obviously life-threatening injuries. The driver of the minivan and the pedestrian who was struck suffered more serious injuries, cuts and abrasions, complained of more serious back pain and neck pain, et cetera.
Can you tell me how many people were taken to the hospital, or don't you know?
There were a total of 13 patients transported to area hospitals by 8 Baltimore City Medic units.
And you said everything is non-life-threatening. Pedestrian, as far as the person in the other van, everybody okay?
Yes, everyone else are okay. No one else complained of any other injuries outside of the 13 treated and transported.